Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 247 for May 2nd, 2010. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And the music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. The song is Hi. And the artist is Elizabeth Shepherd. From the album Heavy Falls the Night. Well, once again, I'm Barry Kantz, your host of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and I want to welcome you on board. This show is about the travel business, so if you're interested in the travel business, you've come to the right place. We've been doing the show since 2005, so quite some time. We've been around a while. We're not one of those podcasts that start up and about seven shows later seem to disappear. We've been here, and we will continue to be here for the travel business. But before we get started on the show, you know, I want to send my sympathy and prayers out to the Gulf Coast people that are going to be affected by this oil slick. This is a disaster, and I know it's going to hurt the fishing industry and the tourism industry as well. So hopefully something can be done before all that oil reaches shore. We just hope that can happen. Anyhow, and my condolences to the family of the 11 people who lost their lives when that oil rig exploded. That's another tragedy that that took place as well as a result of all this. So again, my condolences to the families. Well, I had a bit of a challenging weekend here. I attempted to, and actually eventually accomplished, updating my laptop to Windows 7. I had Windows Vista on it, and I went out and purchased an upgrade to Windows 7. I thought the performance would be a little bit better, and in fact it is, but you know, upgrading is not an easy experience, for me at least. I tried it a couple times, and the thing stalled about 45 minutes into the upgrade, and I did that a couple of times, and here's a lesson to be learned. You know, when you have something like that happen, just enter a Google phrase, and I did. I Googled it and entered that the upgrade to Windows 7 stalled at the certain point when it was checking the files and settings, and come back, and I got my answer. I simply had to upgrade the drivers for my Intel chipset. And it gave me a link to go to find those drivers, upgraded them, and the upgrade to Windows 7 came out just fine. So, you know, I'm happy with that. It just took me a long time. I think I spent a good portion of the weekend monkeying with this upgrade. So, you know, a lesson, if you're going to upgrade your system and you run into a problem, don't hesitate to Google it for an answer at the first sign of the problem. Well, I want to thank you for listening, and thank you for being a subscriber. And if you want to learn more about the show or look at the past episodes, you can go to www.hometravelagent.net and check out all the information that's available on the website. You can also put your email address in the little box on the right-hand side of the page and subscribe to the newsletter. Now, we do have the opportunity to be supported by an advertiser here, and that's GoToMeeting from the Citrix Corporation. And, you know, I do a lot of driving for my job, but anytime I can avoid getting into the car and drive to a meeting, I do. And that's why I started using GoToMeeting, to hold my meetings online instead of wasting time and money sitting in traffic. And I do quite often use GoToMeeting to work with colleagues in different parts of the county or in different parts of the state when I need to. And I tell you, it does save money when I do that. Now, GoToMeeting, brought to you by my friends over at Citrix, is the easiest, most secure way to hold an online meeting. You know, I had my first meeting up and running in seconds. It's really simple to use. Everyone simply logs on to the website, GoToMeeting.com, and now they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. So you can show them what you're talking about. Now, GoToMeeting is perfect for sales presentations, training sessions, or product demos. You know, show your clients that next cruise that they're about to go on. Give them information via GoToMeeting. You can show up right in their home on their computer screen and give them all the information they need for that cruise coming up that you just sold to them. Well, now, GoToMeeting is affordable. It's just $49 a month, and you can hold as many meetings as you want. And this even includes phone and voice over IP conferencing, all for free. Now, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings for free. And to take advantage of this special offer, go to visit GoToMeeting.com/podcast. That's GoToMeeting.com/podcast. And thank you for supporting the show, and thank you for supporting the sponsor. Well, if you would like to drop me an email, make any comments about the show or the topics on the show, or if you have a topic that you would like addressed in a future show, just drop me an email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and I'd really appreciate it. So with that introduction of the show, we're going to get right on into the co-hosted segment. So here we go.
Hi there. Yes, it's good to be back. And interestingly enough, I had a couple of our listeners email me saying, how come we haven't heard any report about the trip you were on when you went to Amsterdam? Oh, you're right. I haven't. When we got back, we had a couple of listeners or speakers lined up already, and it just kind of got back shelved because life happens and we move on. And so what I wanted to do is take a little bit of time on this show to be able to talk about just what the experience of being on an Anna Waterways riverboat cruise was like. My hope is that sometime in the near future, I will be able to get a representative from the actual company to come on to talk about the history of the company, talk about the different itineraries here and abroad, and it's all over. They have a couple different places they go to, including, of course, the Danube and the Rhine. But I think it'd be more appropriate for a representative to talk about it than for me. I just want to talk about it from the perspective of being a passenger on the ship, what I liked, what I didn't like, and how I think that things can go forward. Barry, you and I have talked recently about kind of the difference between what riverboat cruises and mass market cruises, such as Holland and Carnival and Princess, have to offer for clients. What is your sense of how they differ?
Riverboat cruises, I think about that, and it kind of relates to a news article that I had last week in the show. And that you need a client that's been on 6 or 7 cruises, maybe Disney and Caribbean, a couple of them, off to Alaska or whatever. And they're really at this point looking for something different. And you know, as a travel agent, maybe you should reach out to them and say, hey, you haven't tried a riverboat cruise. And, you know, see if you can get into the air too and promote it a little bit. And, you know, you need to do a little favor, and maybe you just be a little tired of it.
Exactly. And one of the things to keep in mind as a travel agent looking into how do they differ from one another, keep in mind the fact that there is so much more to a riverboat cruise than a mass market ship. So my experience so far at booking cruises on the riverboats have been people at first have a little bit of a sticker shock. And they're like, what do you mean that cruise is sold out? Well, considering that, say, Amma has an average of around 150 passengers to 160 passengers, while Holland America will have 1,500 passengers. So there's a huge difference. The particular ship that we were on was pretty new. It was only about a year and a half old, and it was the Amalegro. Nice ship. Very nice detail. When you walk into the ship, you walk right into the lobby area and are greeted and escorted to your cabin. It was wonderful. Cabin size is average, about 172 square feet, which is pretty standard in the industry nowadays for riverboat cruises. They have this new system. Now, the trip that we went on was called Tulip Time. The ship had come out of being what they refer to as dry dock. It hadn't run since the very beginning of January when they finished the Christmas cruise. So all the ships were just kind of being repaired and worked on and were obviously in good shape, and we were the first sailing. So there were no chips, no mistakes, no dust. It was all clean, all pristine. The staff was getting used to being near one another because they hadn't worked together very long. They had this new system going on. It's like an information system where your television is kind of a computer. You can get your email. You can watch TV. You can watch the news. All that sort of thing. It's not just your average TV anymore. It wasn't quite there yet. But that's okay, because we were on the first run, and we knew it would get better as time went on. We were only able to get it to work like one day out of the seven. Other people on the ship weren't having a problem with it. All I wanted to do was see the news. There wasn't anything else I wanted to do. I just kind of wanted to see what was going on in the rest of the world.
One story that you didn't see, and that's really happy you didn't, because it happened right after you left, and that is the volcano accident.
Oh, yeah. Gail had heard about it on the news, and she went, you heard this? Oh, what a different experience that would have been. How far are we grounded in a place like Amsterdam?
Yeah, how many days did you miss that? You were back how many days before you went off?
Three or four.
Yeah, it was close.
It was close. We were grateful. I saw a picture that had been on a news wire of the Prague airport with one person who showed a woman walking through on her cell phone. I'm like, I was at that airport last year. It didn't look anything like that. So things are coming around, which is great. Things are getting back on track. And it was a horrible thing. It was an act of nature. It was an act of violence. It was, it is what it is. There's a reason for it. Some of the pictures they've had on the internet have been marvelous, but tragic. So on the ship, I just kind of want to point out a few things. As you mentioned, Barry, how you have clients who've been there, done that. Well, why would they want to go on a riverboat cruise? Okay, it's smaller. It's a little more expensive. When we got on the ship, as I said, we were greeted and brought to our cabin. And it's a gorgeous ship. All the cabins were nice. I was able to get photos of the suite. The suite was large. Regular cabins all have nice showers. It had three shower heads, actually, which was really nice to have the difference, which is great. All set up, all beautiful glass showers. Bathroom very usable, not tiny, and we had plenty of room, which was nice. The beds were very comfortable. It had a desk. It also had a chair, a lounge chair, and a table, which was nice. There's plenty of room. We had very large closets, which was nice, with lots and lots of storage space, so we just totally got spread out. Meals were very good. They were the focus every night on whichever country we're in, which area, local food. There was a soup every night that was vegetarian every night. A variety of meals. The joke was they had salmon. I didn't want to know where they got salmon over there. Could be a local specialty, but whenever I think of salmon, I think of Alaska. Breakfast was sit-down or buffet, whichever worked best for you. Lunch was sit-down. They also had lunch served a little bit of buffet style, if you like, in the lounge, where people who weren't interested in having a full meal or a sit-down meal where the waiter came up to you and talked with you and took your time to sit. It could easily take an hour if you just wanted to grab and go. A perk that Barry and I would like that fabulously, in fact, it became dangerous, they had a coffee machine. Not just a coffee machine with coffee. It had lattes. It had mochas. Wanted espresso? Just push this button. If you want to make hot chocolate, you bring hot chocolate, which our tour operator gave us because they didn't have any on the ship, so that she went and bought some for Gail, our tour guide. So she put her cup in there, and with the hot milk, she loved it. My only feedback was that they make some of it decaf because it was very good coffee, and I drank a lot of it. And it was there all the time, 24/7, and that made it very nice. This particular ship had a conference room in the back of the back of the ship, which made it really nice. It had Wi-Fi all the time, which was wonderful. It was not an additional price. It came included in the package. It's not light, of course, but I can tell you, it was much faster than any cruise ship speed I had seen. So it was very nice. It was able to keep up with me. Another perk was wine at dinner. People just had an endless amount of wine. The waiters came, they filled it up. They had a local variety every night. The wines were never the same. People said that they were a very good level. So no $2 fun. Other things that came with it, which what I really enjoyed, is the fact that they had water in the room. They had bottled water, and you had an endless supply. On a traditional cruise ship, that could be anywhere from $3 to $5 per bottle. They stocked your room, starting with 6 bottles, and anytime you needed it replenished, they would come and refill it. When they came and made up your room, they would refill it also. So there was always 6 there, and we must have gone to 10 bottles, which was quite a savings right there. So when people experience going, this seems a little hot. Let me tell you, it's included the water, included the wine, all your meals. Again, traditionally on a riverboat cruise, there's one time for dinner. And if you don't want dinner, they have a little bit of a buffet in the lounge. But seriously, it's only like just a little bit of pasta. One of our traveling companions who went said that she made the mistake one night of not getting dinner. She said she had a late lunch. She figured she could get dinner. She was starving by the time breakfast was because there was no food out. They did have, however, if you wanted them, cookies at all times in the lounge, to go with your coffee, of course. So that was a nice little perk that I hadn't seen on other ships. So they really had a high level of care for the clients. The staff was very friendly. We really enjoyed all the staff, the room staff, the waiters, the front desk. They were absolutely wonderful, very patient. We all knew that this was their first time they had spent all together all the time because they'd come on the ship to unpack the ship, and that's kind of their experience together. They hadn't been working together as a team yet. The captain, nice young man. And when I say young man, very experienced, very professional. He was 25. I felt really old. He'd been the captain for a couple of years, and he did an excellent job, was very friendly with staff, interacted when they needed anything. He went and helped, and he didn't delegate it to anybody. One other thing that this ship offered that I haven't seen on other cruise lines is they have bicycles for people to use. And that, from what I understand, is very unusual. We took advantage of it 4 of the 7 days, bike riding, which was really nice. They were nice bikes. They weren't high-end bikes, but they provided them. They provided helmets. And when we were in Kinderdijk, we went bike riding. In fact, Gail and I were talking about that today, about so some of the photos that I have sent to Barry of the windmills is because we went riding on this bike path in Kinderdijk and totally away from the traditional walking area, so we're way down the line, and it was beautiful. So it's definitely one of those things that if you're going to be selling to your clients that are active, let them know that they have 30 bikes on the ship for you to be able to use so that you can stay active with all that yummy food.
There we go. Now, 165 people on board, Lori, and your meals are at one, basically your supper is at one time, as you said, provides an opportunity to probably get to know people a little bit better than you would on other cruise.
Yes, absolutely. It is a great opportunity. There's no assigned seating. So people just kind of gravitate to one another. We met a couple. They looked a little younger than the average age of people you would expect to be on this ship. and it was interesting because she had won this trip because she won a Wheel of Fortune back in October. And so she got one of her prizes was to be able to come on a cruise ship, and that's what they did. They had a great time. They didn't feel out, you know, they were in their mid-30s, hung out with everybody. The average age on the ship, I would probably say, would be about 60. There weren't, traditionally, they don't have children on the ship, only because they make it very clear they have no kids entertainment, and they don't. So that's one of the things that if you're going to be qualifying a client and they're bringing children, unless the kids get along really well and they plan on spending the entire trip together, I might consider some other sort of company for them. Overall, it was wonderful. The ship was very comfortable, very roomy, wasn't noisy. Room in the back, we had some CLIA classes back there. It was quiet, sunny, had a great time. The internet connection was very good back there, but the connection was all over the ship, which made it really nice because I could just use my iPhone on airplane mode, please. Otherwise, they charge you way too much money. To be able to check my email, which made it a lot less stressful for me, so I didn't have to wait to go into town and try to be able to check my email and be able to respond. I could check it in the evening and when I had free time. So that's, I recommend Amma Waterways, and it's a great company, very easy to work with. I have booked several cabins with them. Anytime I call in an order, the staff is friendly. They always get back to you. You can email them directly. Sam was wonderful. I've worked with him several times. Never met the man, but he definitely is great at following up. So I am hoping to have somebody from there coming on. I will probably make another connection when I go to Cruise 360 at the end of next month. So that way, I'll bring somebody on that has a little history about the company. Yeah. Do you have any other questions? I know you haven't been on one yet. Someday, I'll get you to be on a riverboat cruise. Well, one of the wonderful things about cruise lines is whenever you go into port, it's right there, you just walk right into town, and they include an excursion every time you're on port, but with an English-speaking guide, somebody who's local, the person doesn't come on the ship and travel with you there. Literally coming from home. We had one guy, he rode his bike from home and won our next port. He rode his bike there and we went and did a bike trip, which was wonderful. He goes, hi, we're about a half hour to ride my bike here. And the ports were close enough that except for what he did, he just rode from one port to the other. They have the boxes where you have the earpiece on, and they have a variety of excursions for people to go on, which is wonderful. And again, they're included with the price, and that really makes a difference. And for this whole week's trip, we only have the option of two different days to be able to take optional excursions. One of the days we took, and one of the days we didn't. We just wanted to kind of hang out and relax and not go anywhere and just enjoy being on the ship. So that's another selling point, is that the tours in town, the city tours, are included in the price.
And when you left the cruise, you didn't have a huge beverage bill on your credit card, right?
I'm usually a cheapskate, but you're absolutely right. They did have a regular bar, so if you had wanted to purchase a spirited beverage when you were not at dinner, that was an option. We saw people in the bar. Sodas outside of dinner, there was a charge for, but during dinner, you could have iced tea, you could have lemonade, you could have coffee, you could have soda, everything. There's no, hi, thank you for, you know, your order, can I have your cabin key? There was none of that. So that definitely is a huge value. And I tell you, that wine was pretty free-flowing. There was a lot of people who were, let's say, we were glad they weren't driving.
How about tips? How was that handled?
The tips or handles, you could put them on the end of your bill at the end, which we did. They said the averages, and we always tend to give more to our room staff and whatever our favorite waiter is. So that's always going to be additional, like anything else, just like travel insurance. No one ever wants it, but you really need it. You paid for tips for service that's definitely well-deserved. Friendly staff, they do really well. They always go beyond the call of duty. The tour director, it has an additional tip. Traditionally, the tour director gets $3 to 3 euros a day, while the rest of the staff, everything combined, will be 12 euros a day. So, averaging about 15 euros a day per person, you know what? It's well worth it. Everything has been taken care of for you. Service is top-notch. And I didn't have a problem paying it or giving an extra tip.
Okay.
Yeah. Barry, if people want to reach you, what's a good email address for you?
Well, I can be reached by email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and Maureen.
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued at mac.com. And I also have Facebook. It's LORENER. Barry, I know you have a Facebook. What's the address?
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to mention that. You read my mind. It's facebook.com/Barry.Kantz.
Great. Thank you, Bear. See you next week, and I hope we continue to enjoy beautiful spring.
Yeah, me too. We don't know what's going to happen in this state, but anyhow.
Okay, thank you, Laureen, for a great co-hosted segment. And as usual, at the end of the show here, I find some interesting news items that relate to the travel business. And I do have four items today. And the first item is about an iPhone app. And there's a new iPhone application developed by Conrad Hotels and Resorts. And what you can do through this app is basically touch the app, go in and book your hotel room at a Conrad Hilton or a Conrad Hotel and Resort. Now, the application enables guests to find and book hotel rooms right through the GPS feature. So, you know, wherever you're at, you can log on to this app and it's going to show you the closest Conrad hotels and resorts and give you an opportunity to book a vacation special or book a hotel room. And in addition, all members of the Hilton Honors Program can use the application to redeem their points and check their balances. Now it also said, the article also says that the Hilton Worldwide introduced the iPhone and iPod Touch application last year, and they launched it across six other hotel brands, including the Hilton, DoubleTree, Embassy Suites, Hilton Garden Inn, Homewood Suites, and Hampton Hotels. So if you're an iPhone user, check out this app. It can be a pretty handy device if you're traveling a lot and you need to find a Conrad Hotel or a Hilton Hotel. Now think of this, as a travel agent, can you imagine having your own application right on somebody's iPhone or Android telephone where they can just touch the application and see all of your specials that you're offering and whatever, and then have a button on there that would link to your telephone and they just touch that and the application would give you a call. Something to think about, huh? There will be a link to this news release in the show notes, so check out the entire news release and learn more about this application for your iPhone. Now, the next article comes from USA Today and in their Today in the Sky segment, and they talk about Betty in the Sky with a Suitcase. And if you're a podcast listener, which you obviously are because you're listening to the show, you may have heard of this podcast. It's Betty in the Sky with a Suitcase. Well, she's come out with a book, and the book, as well as the show, the podcast, tells hilarious stories of air travel by this world-famous flight attendant. Now, she uses a pseudonym that lets her talk about and tell these crazy stories about what happens during or in her in-flight experiences. Now, the article includes some clips here about what's the craziest thing you ever witnessed a passenger do on board a flight, and have you had any passengers join the Mile High Club? And for those of you that don't know what that is, I won't explain it. This is a kid-friendly show. And another question is, what's the most difficult thing about your job? So interesting questions that are talked about in this article. You can check out a link to the article in the show notes and go over there and read the answers to those questions. And get the book if you want more. Speaking of flight attendants, this is a news release from United Airlines, and United Airlines is celebrating 80 years of the flight attendant profession. Now, 80 years ago on May 15th, 1930, United's first stewardess, led by a registered nurse by the name of Ellen Church, took their initial flight on a Boeing 80A from Oakland, San Francisco to Chicago, making a 20-hour journey with 13 stops, 14 passengers, and cruising at 125 miles an hour. Nothing like we experience today, is it? Well, anyhow, to commemorate this anniversary, United's going to honor that historic flight on May 15th this year, and they're going to do that by taking a Boeing 767, and that's going to make a four-hour nonstop journey with nearly 240 customers, and the flight is going to cruise at approximately 530 miles per hour. United realized 80 years ago, and it still realizes this today, that customers should be cared for while in flight. And congratulations, United Airlines. Congratulations to all you flight attendants out there. You do a fantastic job and provide wonderful service, and that's a personal thank you from me. Once again, congratulations on 80 years of the flight attendant profession. Now, here's another airline-related news release, and it comes from Spirit Airlines. And, you know, I've kind of wondered why no one has ever done this before. And Spirit Airlines, along with Bryce Seating, have come up with lightweight seats, comfortable seats. And these lightweight seats are going to save the airlines a lot of money because weight adds to fuel cost. And these seats are 30% lighter in weight than the other seats. And the seats offer more legroom, more pitch. And these new leather seats, they have a greater recline built into the design to offer comfort throughout the entire flight. So you don't need to put the seat in full upright position during takeoff and landing. And the new design also offers more space under the seat in front of you. Now, the new seats are made by Bryce Seating, a U.S. company based in California. And Jerry Lalonde, director of sales for Bryce, said, "The B3100 Featherweight is designed to provide greater comfort for passengers with less seat weight. The Bryce seat's unique 28-inch pitch design actually affords more room for passengers and 20 to 25% more under-seat space than other 30-inch pitch economy seats. The extra room, coupled with the fuel savings from less weight, make the B3100 a top pick for customer-oriented airlines." Now, it would be my guess that you'll see this type of seat on airlines more and more as time goes on, because it's all about making passengers comfortable and also all about saving the airlines money so that they can offer you lower ticket prices. Well, that's the final article for today, and we'll be back next week with a brand new show. And until then, I hope you all travel safe, stay healthy. Take care now, everybody. Bye-bye.
your